T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Donald Trump in Paris today, and he'll be the guest of honor for Bastille Day, which is tomorrow. But he'll get together with President Macron, doing a tour of the city and all the fascinating things to see in Paris and around the surrounding areas. He's a guest of honor. Yeah. That's interesting. I thought he was hated around the world. Oh, apparently not. Yeah. He might not be liked, but he certainly is respected. And this French president, this young guy, he's, what, 39, I think? I don't know. I think he gets it. He understands, look, there's going to be differences, but, you know, find where there's common ground, work together. Yeah, and they will. They'll talk about stuff like Syria, anti-terrorism, things like that. So that's a good thing. Some in the media are saying, oh, President Trump's running away from the Russian thing. Well, here's an interesting story. And that is, it was under the Obama administration and went as high as Loretta Lynch to allow in this Russian lawyer, this woman who is, well, stirring up all this talk. It's a non-story to me, and I think to most thinking people, but to the lefty media that likes to bash Donald Trump and take him down, and in even some of the Republican Party who want the old guard to remain in power. Well, you know, they think it's a story. Apparently, it's not. But there is a story related to it that is interesting, because there's an angle on this, and it is Trump Jr. was set up. He was set up. He was set up so that it could be used against him, the administration, later to say, oh, look, 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 there is collusion. Here's evidence of collusion. Anything they could do to tie Donald Trump or his campaign with the Russians, what they're going to attempt to do. You know what's interesting? I mean, the media just now seems to be talking about the fact that the Miss Universe contest was in Russia and that Donald Trump is, well, he's the producer. He owns that. So, of course, he's going to have dealings in Russia. But the media acted like, you know, you can't, if you, did you even talk to anybody from Russia? Well, yeah, of course he did. Oh, wait, but it had to do with the campaign. No. Well, that can't be true. Why? Because we don't want it to be true. That's what it comes down to. But in October, the government bypassed the normal visa process and gave a type of extraordinary permission to enter the country called immigration parole. That's what occurred to give this attorney from Russia the ability to come into the United States, because she was not being granted a regular visa. It's a discretionary act that the statute allows the attorney general, to do an extraordinary act in extraordinary circumstances. It gives them the power and the discretion. Well, the attorney general at the time under Obama was Loretta Lynch. Oh, how the plot thickens. The same Loretta Lynch that met on the tarmac with former President Clinton. And then next thing you know, Hillary Clinton's off the hook with the FBI. It's all so neat and clean. Not so clean, though, is it? The tangled tales that we are told. Mm-hmm. Kid Rock, he's running for Senate. Talked about this earlier. KidRockForSenate.com. And he's quite serious. Robert Ritchie has been suggested as a possible Republican candidate to challenge Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat who was elected in 2000. The winds of change are blowing in Michigan and other places. Could this be an opportunity? Clearly, name recognition is huge. It just will be a matter of whether people can take him seriously or not. And he can be a serious person. But we'll give you more information as that develops, because he hasn't really officially, he hasn't made the official announcement yet. Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you know, this whole Russia thing from the beginning reminds me of when you were a kid and my dad taught me the guy that speaks up the most about something that's wrong is probably the guy that's doing what's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah. Look, that's a tactic of several different things. I think it's in Rules for Radicals, too, Saul Alinsky. Make sure that you're out in front of anything that you could be accused of doing, anything that you could be guilty of. You get out in front of it by accusing your adversary of those things. So that puts them on the defensive, and then all eyes and ears focus on them defending themselves. Meanwhile, you know, you come through it unscathed. Allegedly. And that does work. But in this case, I mean, it's only going to work if the American people are unwilling to look a little bit deeper. I mean, that's all they have to do is look a little bit deeper. You think it's just an accident that this Russian attorney was able to get into the country? Well, now we're finding out, no, it wasn't an accident. Was anything of substance revealed in her meeting with Donald Jr.? No, there wasn't. But it was put under the guise of, I've got some dirt on Hillary Clinton. Well, that's why he took the meeting. Let's be honest. And if you're being honest, you'd know if, you know, somebody close to you was running for a political office and you could get some. And this is what they put a nice name on it. You know, opposition research. That's called digging up dirt. And some people say, ooh, that's unsavory. Yeah. Yes, it is. That's the unsavory side of politics. Well, that's one of the sides, that and money and influence and corruption. But in this case, it's not illegal. If she would have handed Donald Jr., you know, a bucket full of cash and said, hey, the Ruski government says, go wild and run some more TV ads, then clearly, I was going to say he'd be in prison by now, but I don't even know how tough they are in convicting people when it comes to, election rules and violating them. Although, I shouldn't say that. It does occur. That would be a very serious, serious thing. To have a meeting with somebody from Russia? No, there's no violation there. But they want to make it. They want to make it sound, they being the media and Democrats and even some Republicans, make it seem. They love to get any Republicans they can, like, on record. Republicans are uncomfortable. Republicans question, why he would meet with this Russian lawyer. Anything they can to make this president look bad. I mean, it's pretty clear. All right. We've got a lot more on that. I've got a story that relates to immigration and President Trump and actually President Bush as well, and I'll share that with you coming up. But first, what's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only things they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. . 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. It is time now for What's Bugging You? Air it out. Get it off your chest. You'll feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Hey, Martinez, what's bugging you?
Good morning, is a friend, what's bugging me is the fact that we have people in the defense of this administration from the beginning, and initially everybody started attacking Mr. Barack Obama versus Vladimir Putin, stating to everybody that the Russians were better than our leader, and not caring about our nation at all, or our leaders, or our people. You know, this is—it doesn't make any sense. The Trump administration has not moved one inch from what is supposed to be, or what is supposed to be done. Not on the first 100 days, but even in the first 6 months, it haven't moved at all. Doesn't have the nation working. Everything kind of stopped. Nothing move. Economy is down, shot, you know, down at the low level.
Whose economy is down?
Who's the what?
Whose economy is down? Ours?
Our economy to the level of the middle class on down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. The middle class has suffered for decades. Now, again, it depends on how you break down the middle class. That's the political folks like to call the middle class because everybody thinks they're in it, basically. But the fact is, working men and women, like blue collar jobs, etc., they haven't kept pace with the cost of living since the mid 1970s. If you look at some studies. So, yeah, that's been an ongoing problem. But as far as the current administration and what President Trump has done already, just the confidence in businesses has increased the stock market, the hiring. Now wages are slowly starting to creep up. That's the last thing that you usually get as far as an economic indicator. And you want them to creep up. You don't want them to go fast because of inflationary pressures. But no, it's really the president, and he can't control what Congress does or doesn't do. But what was within his power to roll back some regulations, he's done as best as he could do, I think, so far. And I think the economy is doing quite well so far. Hey, John, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I'll tell you, I got a whole plate full of stuff bugging me. We're living in a society today that punishes you for telling the truth. We've basically got an ignorant, apathetic, immoral majority of American people today in this country, where the news media anchors are biased actors, and we got the most corrupt, on-the-take politicians ever. End of story. Thank God we've got Trump.
There you go. There you go. Bright side. Rocco, what's bugging you?
Hey, you know, Bob, what's bugging me is when a criminal gets shot by a cop and the criminal gets honored as a hero because he had a rough life, and the Hollywood elites and everybody else find reasons why he was the way he was, and those same Hollywood elites don't even turn out. Don't even bat an eyelash for a poor police woman defending us, sitting in her car with a family of three at home. That'll tell you the mentality of Hollywood and the elites. And let me tell you what, I hope people take notice of this, okay? I really hope they do.
Yeah, yeah, well said. Levy County Joe, what's bugging you?
Besides Jay not being there today, these liberal Democrats, liberals, all they do is cry and whine about everything that has nothing to do with them. It's oh my, I can't even talk anymore. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you hang in there, my friend. Now remember, the weekend's right around the corner. Tanner, what's bugging you?
Hey, you know, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is what's always bugging me is the mainstream media. And I asked you, you know, during the election, what is the media going to do if Donald Trump wins? You know, they've gone so far out for Hillary Clinton. We're seeing it. They are just pushing the same agenda Hillary Clinton started when she lost. She blamed Russia when she lost, and now the media has been pushing it for the past 6 months. And lately, the hysteria has gotten outrageous. I mean, treason? You're wanting to hang a man for... It's just crazy.
It does. And you know, the legal definition's not even close. But, yeah, the rhetoric has been ratcheted up. And, you know, here's the thing. And here's the $64 million question. And it hinges on this. The mainstream media, all of those who listen and pay any attention to talk radio at all, I think we're all on the same page as far as the bias that we've seen. And we've seen it for years. And we've seen it intensify over Donald Trump. But the $64 million question is, do you think that the mainstream media has gone so far now, made it so blatantly obvious that they do have an agenda, that mainstream America, That means people who don't pay quite as much attention to politics. Forget about the rabid lefty lefts. They're always going to be over there no matter what. Okay? No matter what. I'm talking about the ones that made a difference in this last election. And I think that enough of their eyes have been opened up to see it. And the mainstream media, I don't think they've caught on to it, that their act is so obvious, so shallow, that even the average American who pays very little attention to what's going on has caught on to them and their agenda. So they've overplayed this hand. They've had this power. They still have power, but I think it is slowly being diluted, and they're overplaying their hand, and they don't realize it. They don't realize it. The Trump election was just a huge indicator that that's exactly what's going on. And I said it. I said the media doesn't have a clue of how people really feel. And when Donald Trump won, I mean, and won states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan, are you kidding me? I mean, that really, that was, to borrow a word, huge! Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It is 7:28 right now, and coming up, Kid Rock for Senate. Looks like that is for real. President Trump, guest of honor for Bastille Day in Paris, France. That's all coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. . 7:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is with me today. Good morning and welcome. Your time check is brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday, almost the weekend, and before the weekend hits, will the Republicans in what I guess would be rewrite round number two pass this Obamacare repeal bill? Yep, apparently it's expected out around lunchtime, I guess, today.
Yep.
And, well, of course, several of them said as late as yesterday, well, they were unsure about some of the fine print. They weren't sure about some of the updates. They wished leadership would consult them more. Wow. Welcome to the real world. Yeah. You know, look, it's death by committee.
Posturing.
Well, it's that, too. But you can't. Look, you're never going to get anything, I mean anything done, when you have to get 50 people or more to agree that it's okay. Everybody has their own little take on it, and some of it is reasonable and principled, and a lot of it is ego-driven. You know, I am not going to approve that. Some of it is constituent-driven, okay? There's a lot of factors there, but the bottom line is, I mean, these folks who, you know, it's so important for them to get reelected, I'm telling you, the American people are watching you. They're paying attention and they expect action. And, you know, Rand Paul, I mean, you know, what's his take on it? Rand Paul, the country artist,
taken the bill and made it worse. They've taken any pretense that this is a repeal bill, and they've made it a bill that basically is a spending bill.
But that was a previous. Didn't he say that a while ago, or is this recent? No, he said it again, huh?
Yeah.
After reading the new, getting the new one? Oh.
There's $200 billion in taxes that they're not going to cut, and there's another $200 billion that they think they can put into it as well. So there's going to be $400 billion in more spending in this iteration from the last.
That was yesterday.
And according to what Rick Klein from ABC News, he said that he said it was Senator Rand Paul that he told reporters his colleagues were arguing about whether they should promote the bill on TV. And that's a bad sign if they're not even sure they want to try to defend a bill that they are trying to pass. You know, they don't even want to stand behind it to that point. So, you know, and have I seen everything in the bill? No, of course not. Look, I'm in favor of solutions that allow businesses to compete. And I know there's many people that have been brainwashed into thinking that the insurance companies are the evil ones in this whole equation. Insurance companies are like a lot of other businesses. There's good ones, and then there's not so good ones. And competition helps to weed that out. But if you all are expected to carry the exact same plan for everybody, how can there be, really, truly competition in the marketplace? There can't be. I mean, there can be similarities, and people want to be able to compare to some degree apples to apples and oranges to oranges. But look, you're not going to get anybody who's thinking outside the box if you don't get a spirit of competition going on. And, you know, the more the government takes on the role as being the healthcare provider, you know, you're going to have less options as a patient. You're going to see the medical industry start to kind of shrivel up when we already have a doctor shortage. Pharmaceutical companies, I mean, it seems like no matter what happens, they're going to be okay. But, you know, they'll cry foul if anything is changed to, you know, try to cut costs as far as healthcare, because obviously that's a major player. But again, that's a double-edged sword, too. All right, let's punish the pharmaceutical companies. Well, guess what happens? Then you can throw a whole bunch of R&D money out the window. So you got to be careful on that. You know, have they taken advantage of the American people in a lot of cases? Pfft, clearly, no question. And a couple of interesting things that are going on they're kind of related to that. They're trying to push. There's some states that are pushing for a federal bill that would close the mail loophole causing drug epidemic. And I believe that some people are going to be used in this way to say, yeah, we don't want these drugs coming in from China that people can basically mail order. And I get that. And the bill they want will be designed to stop that, prevent that, check that stuff coming in. But here's what I think eventually will happen because of the power of the pharmaceutical companies. It'll be a crackdown on any and all pharmaceutical or drug-related things coming into the country. In other words, people have found out that they can save money by going to these, you know, Canadian-type pharmaceutical outlets. They're bringing stuff in from Europe and at a far, far cheaper cost than people have to pay, you know, here in the United States. They try to use scare tactics to tell everybody you don't know what the ingredients really are. And that is a scare tactic. There are chances you could get some counterfeit stuff. But these companies, they have a growing interest that do this, that go overseas to get this stuff to make sure that you're getting a quality product. Otherwise, their business model goes away.
There are a lot of them that are buying the same stuff that you get here, only they're buying them over there.
They're buying it there, and there might be German writing on the package,
but
it's exactly the same stuff. So that needs to be addressed, but they're going to address it in a punitive way. In other words, they're going to punish the American people, the consumer that's trying to save a buck.
Right.
A story of state officials from Rhode Island, Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky testified before House Energy and Commerce Committee Wednesday to urge Congress to close a loophole in the global postal system that is allowing deadly synthetic drugs to be shipped from abroad. So that's how it starts. And, of course, things like fentanyl, which is extremely powerful. We don't want that stuff easily coming in. I get that. But I'm telling you, the people that with the biggest amount of money at stake, shall we say, they'll push to expand this bill to cover everything that's coming in overseas that has to do with pharmaceuticals. Watch and see. Rocco, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, I gotta take exception to what you're saying, and let me tell you why. I'm not backing up the pharmaceutical companies, but these companies, these great companies of America, spend millions and millions and millions and sometimes billions and wait 10, 15, 20 years to get a drug approved. A lot of labor, a lot of money to help people feel better, to do things that are right. And then a foreign country like Canada gets these prescriptions, analyzes them, and produces them. The reason that there's a wait before you can buy a generic drug of 8 to 10 years is so the pharmaceutical companies could recoup some of their losses for the investment that they make.
I fully understand that. No, they're not reversed. They don't get the compounds and then make it up. They can't do that. That's the whole idea behind having things that are trademarked and all that protection. That's worldwide. Now, do the Chinese play by the rules? No. But yeah, everybody else does. Those things are respected worldwide, like I said, with the exception of some Chinese or black market stuff. But no, they're abiding by the same things. And you're right about the costs and all that. But there's another side to all those stories. You're correct, but in addition to that, you have to know that these waiting 10, 15 years for approval and all that, well, they're finding out that a lot of these studies are funded by, that are done through schools that look like everything's clean, or even putting respected doctors' names on some of this stuff. The studies are not, let's say, just as pure as the undriven snow, okay? And I'll leave it at that for now. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. On the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for tuning in. What's going on? 877-975-9825. I guess I'm here to tell you what's going on. President Trump's in Paris. He's going to be the guest of honor for Bastille Day and all the festivities surrounding that. That's a high honor. So is he hated? Is he hated in France? Well, there's some protesters there. But the president, Macron, he's a young guy, and he sees the value in a friendship with the United States president. And he does see how they can work together. And he probably respects the fact that Donald Trump doesn't kiss up to anybody. You know? And that's so different than the previous administration, where President Obama wanted to be liked. He kissed butt everywhere. He went around and basically toured many parts of the world and, you know, on a please forgive us tour kind of thing. Because that is his view on America, I believe it to be. His stepfather, whatever. You know, the colonialists that ran Kenya, the English, the British. You know, and then they had to fight for their independence and all that. Well, Obama was raised with the thought process that, colonialism is evil and the West is evil and they take advantage of people. And so he grew up with that kind of philosophy, and I think he maintained that.
It's California is evil. Oregon is evil.
Oh. Hey, I thought that was interesting when we were talking about the pharmaceutical companies before the break. Like so many other things, nothing is, in black and white. And pharmaceutical companies do excellent work. And our American pharmaceutical companies, they do. They work very hard. But there is also a greed factor. And that's true with any business. But what's different about that is, you know, you have to wonder if breakthroughs wouldn't occur sooner. First of all, there's so much control. The bigger companies, they want to make it tough for drugs to pass. Because if you're an innovative young upstart company, you may never have the money that it takes to get it to the FDA, let alone to market. And so what that does is reduces competition. Look, I use this as an example. I've used it before. I'll use it again. The movie Tucker, about the American car maker, yeah. that really was ahead of his time and truly was. And I've seen the cars myself, okay, at Henry Ford Museum in Detroit. And I've seen the cars, and the Tucker car sticks out as being clearly 10 to 20 years ahead of anything else. But the big automobile companies that were already established, they basically strangled this guy by any means necessary, by any and all means. Because they saw, you know, their paychecks, their golden, the golden egg, they saw all that in peril by this innovation. So remember, we have to have a mechanism that protects the American people, but also protects innovation. And the more regulations that you put in place, the more you're going to squelch that, because only the most powerful companies can overcome those barriers. And in fact, some of those companies are the ones that set up those very stringent barriers. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to make a comment about France. I think since they've been attacked so much lately, you think maybe they're getting on the same page as Trump. They see that he sees the light as far as terrorism, and maybe they just really want to join in. Is that a possibility? Have a good day, Bob.
Yeah, look, it's a possibility. There's always been a, you know, a little bit of envy, if you will, in the France. You remember, France was a very powerful country for a long time. And we think of it as just a tiny little European country. But their heritage speaks to it differently. So, and they know we rescued them, World War II. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So there's a segment of the population that's still very excited for that and loves Americans just because of that, because their grandparents tell them these great stories about the American heroes. But there's a little bit of envy just because we are the biggest kids on the block. And that goes with the territory. That's always going to be part of it. You know? 7:55 on the Bob Rose Show. 877-975-9825 if you want in. Kid Rock looks like he's going to be getting more serious as a possible Senate run from the state of Michigan, going against a longtime Democrat there, Debbie Stabenow. Yeah, looks like it's shaping up to be a reality. Good news for Representative Steve Scalise. He's out of ICU, and things are again turning around for the better for him. Details on that, so much more coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.